Masechet Menachot, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah He. A animal Ola and a Shelamim Korban have Nesachim brought with them. A Mincha of flour and olive oil. It's burned fully on the Mizbeach. And Yayin, which is poured on the Mizbeach. That is wine. A person could also donate wine as an independent Korban without an animal that accompanies it. The wine is poured onto a bowl at the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, like it's normally done when it's brought with an animal korban. Here we'll talk about somebody who made a vow, but forgot exactly the specifics of that swear. Mishnah says, Hare ala yayin lo yivchot mishlosha lugin. If somebody says, I'm taking upon myself to bring wine to pour onto the Mizbeach, but he didn't specify how much wine he was going to bring, he has to bring a minimum of 3 lugin of wine, which is the smallest amount of wine that is mentioned as a nesachim in the Torah. The smallest amount of wine brought is 1/4 of a hin, which is through lugin, which is brought with a lamb offering. So if a person makes a vow to bring wine, this would be the amount, the minimum that he has to bring. Shemen lo yifchot melog. If he makes a declaration, a swear, that he accepts upon himself to bring oil, he has to bring at least a log of oil, which is the smallest amount of oil brought with a voluntary mincha. Rabbi Omer shelosha lugin. Rabbi says it has to be at least 3 lugin of oil, which is the smallest amount of oil brought as nesachim together with an animal offering. According to Rabbi, the minimum amount of oil is learned out from the wine nesachim. We just said with wine nesachim, the minimum is 3 lugin, so he would compare it as well to the oil. Perashti ve'eni yodea ma perashti. When somebody says, I made a swear to bring a specific amount of lugin, but I don't remember what number I specified, yabi kayom hamirube. He has to bring an amount that's equal to the amount brought on the greatest amount of wine and oil nesachim days, which is the first day of Sukkot, when it falls on Shabbat, when a total of 140 lugin of wine and oil are offered. And according to the way we learn it out from there, the first day of Sukkot, when it falls on Shabbat, you have more oil and wine that is offered on that day than any other day of the year, because of the offerings of the holiday, the Musaf offerings, the Shabbat offerings, and the regular Tamid offerings. Each one of them is brought with Nesachim, and all of those equal to a total of 140 Lugin. So therefore, this person has to bring 140 Lugin of wine or oil to fulfill his vow, because we make the assumption that he didn't vow to bring more than the public ever brings on an individual day. So he has to bring that number, but he wouldn't have to bring more than that. We're not going to make the assumption that he would ever bring more than the Kahal brings on a specific day.